This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing today? I know, getting ready for Easter Day. Is it that you guys are all excited about Easter, or is it because ends Lent? I don't know what you guys have given up for Lent. You know, I'm Jewish, so I have to do the Passover thing, so I have to give up carbs and bread and anything with yeast in it. And, oh, I know, you get a yeast infection on Passover, you are, like, doomed. It's like, yeah, I think it's even in the Bible. You aren't even supposed to go near yeast, so I don't know what you do if you... you know, need some Vagistat or whatever. But anyway, Monistat. But, so Passover for us coming up, where we got to do without bread and yeast products. You know, we make fun of this holiday a lot. I mean, I do in my family, because they make you eat matzah. And matzah is that real hard, dry, tasteless cracker. Communion, take a communion, is much better than this. This matzo cracker is, just add some salt and some butter and still it feels like you're tasting cardboard. And, you know, what it's supposed to represent is, you know, when the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt and the Pharaoh, you know, was, you know, kind of bipolar, where, you know, he was in a good mood one day and then a bad mood another day. So Moses goes to Pharaoh saying, God wants you to let my people go. And Pharaoh's like, so what? And Moses is like, hey, man, look, the messenger here, this is what the Lord wants. And he's like, you know what? All right, go. And then they go. And then he changes his mind. So then they have all the 10 plagues. And after each plague, he's like, well, and then he changes his mind. No, he kept changing his mind throughout the 10 plagues. We'll talk about the 10 plagues later on. And then finally, he's like, you want to know what? I'm done. That was after the 10th plague, right? Where the death of the firstborn. So he's like, get out of here. Just leave. Take the Jews and the Hebrews and, I don't know, your matzo ball soup and just get bounce. So Moses is like, okay, he's going to change his mind. So everybody, let's bounce. Now, I don't know if you guys know, you know, many Jewish people, okay? But the women especially, we question everything. So my guess is some of the women, my ancestors, were like, wait, what? Wait, we're leaving again? Why? Why are we leaving now? It's hot. There's desert. Where do we go? Moses is like, please, let's go. And they're like, but I'm baking my bread. Moses is like, okay, this is ridiculous. Just, I don't care about the bread. Just pack it up in your little Velcro fanny backpack and let's go. So they're like, then it's uncooked bread. He's like, who cares? Just leave. Let's go. So they wrap everything up and they book. And they really book. You guys think Jews aren't athletic? Oh, no, man. Oh, no. Man, we were booking it across the desert. Tumbleweed couldn't beat us. The problem is the bread didn't have a chance to rise. So it was unleavened bread and the bread was kind of flat. And I, you know, me being Jewish, we're complainers. So a bunch of, you know, people start to complain about the bread. And Moses said, you guys, I don't get paid enough. This is so beyond my pay grade. What we'll do if you want. Okay, will this make you happy? Like, well, this time, so we're praying. Okay, how about this? Will this make you happy? When we finally get to the promised land, you guys could turn around and start a business called matzah. And you could actually sell this, make people think, It's like a delicacy, kind of like a souvenir type thing. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, you know, okay, it gives us something to do when we get to the promised land. Okay, yeah, so are you guys happy now? They're like, yeah, we don't want to eat it. He's like, well, nobody's going to want to eat it, but sell it anyway. Well, how are we going to sell it if nobody wants to eat it? Well, this is what we'll do. From here on out, we will make a holiday called Passover, and everybody is going to have to eat this dry cracker, and we will tell them this is what the Lord wants. And if they don't, they are going to be violating laws of eating unleavened bread. Oh, you know, that'll work. That'll get people to buy the stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Moses, you should get a raise. Can I offer you some unleavened bread? Moses was like, guys, leave me the hell alone. Leave me alone. So then, now we have these boxes of these dry, you know, tasteless crackers who are very geometrically shaped so tight with those corners. We are talking the rightest angles. You know, I studied right angles, but this is the most pointy right angle I have ever seen in my life, and it is one scary sucker to me, especially since I have very delicate bowels. And so when you eat it, though, and there's four corners, so there's four right angles, and those vertices, they scrape. I mean, we are talking like fingernails on a chalkboard. Scrape the bowel. Now, my mom is like, well, they got these crackers. Why don't you eat matzo crackers, Dolly, for your delicate tummy? Because you've got irritable bowel. I do. Why don't you eat the little crackers? Well, the crackers, if you guys ever buy matzo crackers, they're hexagon shape. So what's a hexagon? Six vertices. Six angles. Six points. So now that sucker is like a fidget spinner. Rolling down the back. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. And I, you know, I know I'm supposed to be, you know, giving you guys the true historical biblical version of the holiday. I can't get past the matzah. The matzah totally ruins it for all of us. I mean, and then what if, you know, if you have some gluten insensitivities, yeah, there's gluten-free matzah. Where in the Bible, where can you explain to me in the Bible, do they say gluten-free is a part of the, why don't we just skip the matzah? They even say, if you are too sick and you have medical conditions to do Passover, you don't have to do it. Because remember, you know, a lot of us, we complain. And, you know, the Lord was like, I can't listen to any more Hebrews complain. I really can't. Okay. I just, you know what? Fine. We will give you guys an accommodation if there's any medical reason. But here's my problem. Okay. I got a lot of points I need to, you know, make. You know, and for some redemption issues I need. So I'll go through a colitis and a GI bleed. You know, I'll take one for the team, you know, just so I get the Lord's favor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey. This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dalia and on Facebook, assuming that they still stay working after the congressional hearings. Thank you for following us on Facebook as well at the Dr. Dalia Show. All right, some of you guys listen to the show when we are not live, and you leave your questions on the answer line or your comments. Let's go to those now, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
IRS. With all...
Oh. No, no worries.
Yes, ma'am, Dr. Dalia. I hope you can hear this okay on my phone. Listen, the doctors aren't telling people with little babies to use sea salt, the iodine for their thyroid, and selenium. Please, tell the people with little infants less than 4 years old. They don't have an immune system. We have all this radioactivity all over in our atmosphere from the strontium 90. In the chemtrails, in our skies, some company, probably the Rothschilds financed through the airports, the strontium-90. in Fukushima, all of the radioactivity coming in our rain, it's in the snow, it's all around the planet since the accident in Japan. I don't think it was an accident. The four broken nuclear reactors in Japan, all of our food chain is dying, ma'am. The plankton, everything, all the beginnings of our food chain of the life in the ocean is dying.
Okay.
The coral, the all of the chain. It's a nightmare. But the children need defense. The little babies I see everywhere I go. People are having babies like crazy.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point I'm making is they have no immune system, so they're at least, 4 years old? The thyroid. The thyroid glands need the iodine from the seaweed, but not from the Pacific Ocean. It has to be from the Atlantic. Or they could get it in the Himalayan salt, you know, the pink Himalayan salt. That must be good for iodine. Mix it with a little applesauce, with a little selenium. They must have powdered selenium. The selenium and the iodine to help the children, the babies. Okay. Protect their
Jason, we could cut it off here. He brings up some real good points. I want to talk to you guys about that. I wish I could talk to him live, but he brings up some interesting points. Are our kids getting enough vitamins based on their infant formula? Now, you know, we always suggest breastfeeding. For some reason, God or nature really knew what they were doing when it came to what needs to be fed to a baby. And so breast milk has basically everything that these kids need. Then we start to supplement the more they chew and when the kids want to eat meat and other things. And, you know, as kids start craving other things and, you know, in caveman days, they would imbibe and ingest even more nutrients than they needed. But breast milk would not only have all the nutrients they needed, but the antibodies. And so when you have a very immature immune system, such as an infant, we do have to very cautiously, protect them from a lot of the outside sources that we have and the radiation and stuff. But, there's not much we can do. I live in Nevada. You know, I grew up in Arizona. That's where we used to have the test sites and the experimentation with nuclear power. And, you know, I lost an uncle to leukemia that we believe came from that. Or the milk, where the radioactive components, as he was saying, gets into our food supply. And when Chernobyl had their nuclear disaster, they said that they could trace radioactive elements in milk, goat milk, in England. I mean, it went that far. So, you know, what do you do now? We can't change the past. Well, in terms of infants, when it comes to their, let's say, iodine, et cetera, baby formula may not have enough. So if you could breastfeed, that's great. With baby formula, you might have to supplement. But usually what they recommend is when the baby's between 6 to 12 months, then we start including foods that are rich in iodine, like fish, seaweed, egg yolk, our caller had suggested. So, you know, we can add foods to their to their diet that are iodine rich. Would I supplement them with a pharmaceutical iodine or a vitamin iodine? No. I would supplement them with food. You know, selenium. Selenium also may be lacking in infant formula. And selenium is also very, very important for a variety of body functions. If you are deficient in selenium, you can have, as an adult or a child, fatigue, thyroid gland issues, liver problems, issues with the reproductive system. And so selenium is something that we would like to include. Supplement, we don't necessarily want to overdose on. So it acts as an antioxidant, it helps the immune system, and so there are certain recommended daily requirements based on the FDA, but you could get selenium from eggs, you could get selenium from cheese. So a lot of times with little babies, you know, infants, when they're, 6 months old and they're starting to really dig deep into some table foods, we'll give them scrambled eggs. So they'll get selenium there. They could get nearly 20% of their daily value by just one medium egg. Cheese also is a good way to add selenium. You know, everybody is anti-cheese because they are worried about the fat. And cheese can raise your cholesterol, absolutely. Plus, cheese can make you constipated because they have like this gum type of substance to help keep the cheese together, you know, so that it comes in a nice block or triangle or a little circle cheese balls. It's amazing all the shapes they make with cheese. They can make little cats. Have you guys seen the cheese cat? It is so cute with the little tail. I'm like, dang. So there's a lot they can do. But in order to do that, that cheese has to be in a solid form that you could shape. And this gummy substance they use makes it hard to digest. But I'm a huge fan of calcium, so I don't mind having some cheese. And there are mushrooms I can't stand, but mushrooms have selenium. They also are a good source of iron, potassium, copper, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. They just taste like crap. They also have dietary fiber. They're disgusting. I don't know how anybody can eat mushrooms. All right, oats. Oats, like in healthy breakfast cereals. We're not talking about honey oat crunch. I mean, we're talking about, you know, oats where they taste like you're eating grass. Those have selenium. They also have magnesium, manganese, phosphorus. Those are pretty important. Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts are excellent source of selenium. They said, remember when Brazil nuts were like the superfood? You know, and everyone's like, yeah, well, that's why Rio is hosting the Olympics. I'm like, no, that has nothing to do with Rio the Olympics. But Brazil nuts have a crap load of selenium. So, they also have magnesium, phosphorus, and copper. And so they could be high calories because, you know, they do have natural fat in there. But you can add them to desserts and sneak them into your foods and they can fill you up. Chicken. Chicken has a lot of selenium. So a lot of us that have started to do away with beef and load up on our chicken, we're going to be fine. It also has niacin and vitamin B6, has phosphorus and potassium, and not as high in calories as some other sorts of meats. But beef, those of us that like our beef, or like our beef eater gins, right? Beef eater gin? Gin and tonic. Anyway, well, let's go back to the beef. Beef, good source of selenium, right? Good source of protein. Also has iron and copper and phosphorus, but remember high cholesterol. Pork has selenium too, for those of you guys who really like pork. Okay? Also has high calories, you gotta be careful. Pork has your iron, phosphorus, protein, zinc, B12. That's according to healthbeacon.com. Now wheats. You know, your grains, your oats and your grains will have selenium too, but it's gotta be wheat bread. We can't be doing white bread. Your wheats have it. Also has magnesium and fiber. Tuna. So tuna fish, a lot of selenium. Tuna also has the omega-3 fatty acids, so we need to eat more fish. Has B vitamins as well. Oysters. No, oysters are right up there with mushrooms in the no category. I'm not going to eat those. But oysters have selenium, zinc, copper, iron, you know, so those are pretty good. Whole grain rye. I do like rye bread. I love rye bread. You know what used to be my favorite sandwich, even though it's not kosher? It was rye bread with pimento cream cheese and salami. Oh, my gosh. That would be so yummy. Ugh. Sunflower seeds? Sunflower seeds. You could be popping some sunflower seeds. Most of us just suck off the salt. But if you could eat some sunflower seeds, you're also going to get some vitamin E and B. Salmon, great source of selenium. Okay? Very low carbs. I don't think any carbs. Low calories. B vitamins. Brown rice is also good. Turkey. Shrimp. Crab. Soybeans. Spaghetti. Spaghetti, but I would do the wheat. Spaghetti. All right, guys. All right, don't go away. We'll write that. Did the 10 plagues in the Bible have a scientific basis? I say, yeah. Don't go away. We'll write that. 27. That's Ellie.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the reason why I am bringing up Passover, Passover goes from Friday, March 30th to Saturday, April 7th. And I bring it up because it's usually one of the most difficult holidays, and you guys can hear it in my show, where I have a real hard time with this holiday, as we don't eat bread. It's an 8-day festival. We call them festivals, but we should be celebrating our liberation. It's just I just can't get over the bowel issues. I'm sorry. Celebrated from the 15th through the 22nd of the Hebrew month of Nisan. So changes every year, and basically Passover, in Hebrew we call it Pesach, commemorates the emancipation of the Israelites and Hebrews from slavery in ancient Egypt. So we avoid leavened bread. We have these Seder meals, We have wine. We eat matzah, bitter herbs. Somebody always has matzo ball soup, you know, and gefilte fish. Can't get away from that. And then we retell the story of the Exodus. And Exodus was a great story. It really, really was. And Pesach means Passover. Because during the plagues, God passed over the homes that used the sacrificial blood of the lamb to let the Lord know that this was not a house that was Egyptian. And so those who were, unfortunately, Egyptian, they lost their firstborn as the 10th and final plague. Now, these plagues, you know, these plagues, were very, very, shall we say, riveting. And it made the Pesach story so rich and vibrant. And some people were like, you know what, these plagues are just so colorful in their story that maybe they're not true. Maybe maybe this was added to it. But there actually is some scientific basis we're finding. And scholars have been debating about this for a while. So to review what had happened, okay, so basically, remember there were decades of slavery to the Egyptian pharaohs. Some of the Egyptian pharaohs were good. And then Ramses II, he was a bad one. And the Israelites were more and more, as generations went on, were subjected to back-breaking labor and real bad horrors. And so God saw this and sent Moses to Pharaoh with a message. And Moses was actually saved by the Pharaoh's family when his Hebrew mom put him in the water. Moses means drawn out of the water. Because Jewish infants were killed and a variety of other things were being done to him. So he actually grew up in an Egyptian home. Then when he figured out his roots, he left. And then God sent him back, said, you got some work to do. He's like, really? Come on, man. I'm on a break. He's like, no, go. And take your brother. And his brother Aaron's like, really? Me too? God's like, yeah, go. All right. So 10 plagues came about because when Moses asked Pharaoh, Ramses II, let my people go. And he was like, no. He said, well, God's going to get mad. So the first of the plague was blood. So what happened is the water of the Nile turned to blood. So, you know, we hear that story. We're like, wow, okay, well, what happened? Did all the fish die and everybody bleed? Well, no. Really, a bunch of fish dying isn't going to make it turn to blood. No. The Nile turned to blood and it was undrinkable, which was really, really bad. Again, remember, Egypt's in the desert. So one theory they think is that the red clay could have washed into the river or tributaries, making it red water. Or red tide, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. That turned the water red. And the algae can then release toxins that kill nearby fish. Not that that would add to the red. But I have a picture, and I have this on my, I will post it on my Facebook, where you see this red algae, and the water does look like blood. It literally looks like blood. Now, frogs. Frogs was the next of the plagues. So frogs swarm the towns and the homes. So one theory suggests that frogs live near water. So once the water was undrinkable or red or toxic because fish were dying, the toxicity and the smell moved the frogs from the water areas to the towns. The quantity of the frogs to me still needs explanation. But, you know, what I wrote in this was, you know how we see a spider and we're like, oh my gosh, the whole place is infested? Well, maybe in biblical times, you know, seeing 5 or 6 frogs made it, you know, seem like, okay, we have frogs all over the place. Then came the lice, the gnats, and the fleas. So infestations occurred as the next plague. And, you know, frogs eat insects and they keep the populations in control when they hang out by the marshes and the rivers. So if the drought and unlivable water conditions cause the frogs to leave or eventually die, the insects go unchecked. Now then flies came. So flies, swarms of flies was the fourth plague. So scientists explain this one from the lack of competing insects and frogs not around to eat them. And then the flies were feeding on the dead frogs. So you see, this would make sense. Then came death of livestock. Now, okay, you know, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second. Okay, why isn't the Pharaoh giving in? Wouldn't he be sick of the flies? Because I don't think that fly swatters back then to the degree that we do now. No. He, you know, kept changing his mind because, again, remember, these slaves were a commodity. You know, they helped him do what he had to do. He wasn't going to give them up easily. So the fifth plague was the death of Egyptian livestock. So insects carry disease, And swarms of them could have caused the livestock to become diseased. Plus, remember, water resources were becoming scarce. Then the next one were boils. Now, I don't know if this was MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph, I doubt it, but it could have been some staph infection. But Egyptians became infected with these boils on their skin. Well, if insects carry disease, and you don't have clean water, you don't have a good food source, maybe you're going to be more susceptible to getting an infection. Pathogens could enter, then society's easy, cause epidemics. And one theory suggested that maybe these boils were actually smallpox. It might have been a smallpox outbreak. Why? Because researchers have found smallpox scars on recovered mummies and postulated that 3,000 years ago, an epidemic could have occurred. Hail. So, hail came next. And the plague of hail and fire, that sounds scary. So, hail and fire, I think of volcano. And so, many people postulated that there might have been a nearby volcano. 35,000 years ago, they say the Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. Now, remember in Dante's Peak, ash and everything was falling everywhere? So, maybe the hail could have come from that. Then came locusts. Well, locusts swarmed the landscape, and honestly, if a volcano was nearby, I mean, I would be, you know, heading south also, so that makes sense. And then came darkness. So the ninth plague was darkness. So as you guys have seen eclipses, you know, eclipses don't really last that long. I don't know how long the darkness was, but without light, the temperatures dropped, work couldn't be done, crops couldn't grow. So scientists think maybe it was an eclipse, maybe it was a dust storm, or it might have been the plume of smoke from the volcano. Then, the Lord was like, you know what? He doesn't care about bugs. He doesn't care about amphibians. He obviously doesn't care about his cows and oxen falling. This is what we're going to do. The death of the firstborn. So the tenth and final plague was the death of every Egyptian firstborn. And scientists, they've been having trouble explaining this. So if you've listened to my show last year, that was tough. You know, maybe the firstborn were more likely to be out there in the fields helping the adults. So then when the pestilence and boils and stuff ensued, they got hit as well. Another theory thinks that the grain stores became contaminated. And the firstborn might have had first pick of the grain, becoming sick first. I don't know. At some point, you know, you just have to not always try to put science into it. I mean, my impression is, you know, they died pretty quickly. And when you watch the movies with Yul Brynner, right, Charlton Heston, I mean, it seemed like it happened that night. So why would, you know, is there any other disease that would only affect a firstborn? Then I don't know. So that's a tough one for science to explain. But they think maybe, you know, firstborns always ate first, and maybe the grain got contaminated or something. So, you know, I don't need to explain everything in the Bible, but I think it is very cool. And, you know, the holiday is cool, and I'm not going to give it too hard a time. I'll take some Colace or Dulcolax, and I'll be fine this holiday. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm a little confused about buying stuff online. Sometimes I notice I pay tax, and sometimes I notice I don't. And it's very, very confusing. And I use my PayPal. And I'll buy something, and it'll sometimes be what it claims to be. I mean, you know, remember the old days you would buy something for, let's say, $29.99, and then it would end up being $34. Or same thing, you go to a restaurant, And it's, and that's not, well, maybe tip, that's a little confusing, but, you know, you'll buy something and you'll know, you know what, that's not the price because there's always going to be a tax on it. And I've been a little confused because recently, if I want to buy something for $29.99, my PayPal account gets charged $29.99. And I'm like, well, what about tax? Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to sit there and raise my hand and go, excuse me, did you guys charge me enough? Well, apparently, there's this tax practice that Amazon now they have to explain. And Trump, I guess, tweeted because he has some issues with it. Apparently, President Trump criticized Amazon today over their taxes on his Twitter. I'll read you his tweet. Amazon does not collect state sales taxes on products it sells directly in all 45 states that have a state sales tax. Oh, they do collect. I'm sorry. That's what I thought. They do collect. But the company doesn't collect state sales taxes for its third-party platform sellers in most of the country. And they say some states have passed laws requiring online marketplaces to collect sales taxes on behalf of its third-party sellers. Pennsylvania will become the second state after Washington where Amazon is instituting marketplace tax collection for third-party sellers. Okay, so what happened here? So this all started because President Trump blasted Amazon over taxes, saying that the company pays little or no taxes to state and local governments. So his tweet is, I have stated my concerns with Amazon long before the election. Unlike others, they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments. They use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S. and are putting many thousands of retailers out of business. Look,
he says it like it is. I mean, Amazon is. I mean, we may like Amazon. We may think Amazon is cool.
See, Amazon is smart. They're smart. You and I are probably not going to go on the anti-Amazon bandwagon. Why? Because we get our stuff cheaper on Amazon. I have spent less money thanks to Amazon. And for a variety of reasons. One is I maybe save 50 cents, right? You know, going through Amazon. But the biggie is anytime I needed to buy underwear or, I don't know, toilet paper or makeup or whatever, I would have to go into a store. And when you go into a store, you get suckered in by their marketing and their promotions or their salespeople, and you end up spending more. And Amazon just allows you to type in what you want, get it, and, well, you have to maybe hit, like, a certain amount for free shipping. But, you know, basically, you're like, okay, well, I do need this. I still get out of Amazon less than what I would spend at Target and Walmart. So Amazon is completely revolutionized. I know exactly the MAC lipstick color I like. I don't even have to go to a MAC store anymore. I could just go and get it on Amazon. Plus, I save on gas. I save on car mileage. It gets shipped to me. It's really convenient. And so a lot of us are not going to go on the anti-Amazon bandwagon because we think it's cool. But we need to kind of stop for a second. And, you know, Trump is right. Amazon is putting a lot of small businesses out of business. Now, remember I told you guys how the pendulum was swinging? So in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, these boutique shops were the way to go. You'd go to a dress store, you knew the owner, you knew who worked there, you knew what you like, order to go. It was very personalized. Then these big stores like Kmart and Jemco and Macy's, big department stores took over, and everybody thought that was fascinating, the 60s and 70s, and then malls in the 80s, and people liked big stores. And big stores started to put out the little baby stores. And then bigger stores took out the smaller big stores. I remember Circuit City was huge in the 80s and 90s. Circuit City is where I got my first electric, like, pseudo-computer typewriter and stuff. Circuit City had some good stuff. I don't know if Circuit City's around anymore. Jemco's gone. Kmart has been struggling. Sears have been struggling. Why? Because now we got bigger stores. But then the internet came. And the internet helped small business owners get on the same playing field. And so if you wanted to look up, I needed to look up these vases
to decorate tables for a party. It looked like it could have been a big, huge showroom. I don't know. My guess is it was the woman was working out of her own living room. And I would buy things online, and it was most likely from small business owners. If they had the right price, if they guaranteed the shipping, if they had free shipping or low-cost shipping, and it was good product, and good, I bought the product. So all of a sudden now, small, and we're talking super small, like the size of a family, could compete with Walmart. Could compete with other people online. Well, now the pendulum is swinging back where Amazon is so huge that people would most likely just go to Amazon. They're not even going to try, they're not even going to take their chance with anybody else. And so now the little small business owner that is trying to compete online is having a lot of difficulty. And so we have a huge giant with Amazon. It's getting into groceries. It's getting into pharmaceuticals. I wouldn't be surprised if Amazon later gets into gas. So it's an issue. Now, Trump has periodically criticized Amazon before. Jeff Bezos, founder and chief executive of Amazon, also owns the Washington Post, who doesn't seem to be as, shall we say, pro-Trump. So, yeah, you know, there's been a little back and forth. Wall Street is kind of downplaying the Trump threat against Amazon because the company already collects state sales taxes on products it sells directly. So according to some sources, Deutsche Bank analyst Lloyd Walmsley said, in our view, the ship has already sailed. Amazon has been charging sales tax to customers for its first-party sales in the 45 states. So we think charging sales tax has been a boon to Amazon because it now has extensive fulfillment facilities close to consumers so that it could lead the way in offering faster. I think how it works is if you buy something, if it's shipping to the state you live in, you pay the sales tax. But if it ships out of state, you don't have to. Now, they say Trump may be referencing the company's lack of sales tax collection on his third-party platform sales. Third-party business represents roughly half of their unit sales. And some retailer competitors argue this policy for third-party vendors that sell on Amazon's platform gives it an unfair advantage. So when somebody else is selling something through Amazon, they have to collect the sales tax. So there is going to be a Senate hearing, there was a Senate hearing where they talked about this. And I, personally, it's a little bit beyond my pay grade. I don't really understand a lot of this when it comes to taxes. I know the Supreme Court ruled in 1992 that states could not collect sales taxes gathered by mail order catalog companies unless the firms had a physical presence in the state. But the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments in April and make a ruling by the end of June. You know how the Supreme Court, they hear all these cases and then the last week of June, right before they go on vacation, they just throw it all out there and then the media has a poop storm and, you know, they're off on vacation. Their robes are off. We don't even recognize them. So that's kind of what happens. So, you know, I don't know if Amazon is going to get touched by this. I don't know. I mean, you know, they're a big company. But, boy, they are big. You know, people worry about Planned Parenthood being so powerful and big and having that much control in Congress. You know, we might want to keep an eye on Amazon. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.